is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Bet Sunday rolling along here live from downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, alongside Jonathan Von Tobel. I'm Stormy Bonantoni, keeping tabs on all of the action of this early window of the Week 17 Sunday slate. Obviously, I have been keeping closer tabs on this Panthers-Seahawks game than I'm sure most, but Carolina tried to go for it on 4th and 4, didn't get it. So Seattle's going to set up at the 41 when we come back from this commercial break. What's the oof?
That is, I believe, a Shedeur Sanders pick. We'll see what it is. Either way, it is a Cleveland Browns fumble. So the Steelers will take over 1st and 10.
Coincidentally, right as I was about to update you on how good Shedeur had been today, 10 of 13, 156 yards and a touchdown.
Did that not hit the ground? So he gets hit from behind and it gets tipped at the line of scrimmage and then picked off. So yes, it is officially an interception.
Did he run it all the way back?
No, he gets tackled. It's Highsmith who picks it off, and he gets tackled before he reaches the end zone. So not a result of a bad throw, but a blindside hit that ultimately leads to an interception. Penalty on the Saints, by the way, so 4th and 1 turns into a 4th and 6. They are lining up for a field goal.
Okay, still 10-3 in that game, though, with the Browns up over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their defense outside of that play, though, had largely struggled today. We did see the Jets also get on the board with a field goal as they trail the New England Patriots 21-3 right now. Bengals facing a 4th down with about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, 13-7. They are up, and then Seattle still up, just 3-0 against this Carolina Panthers team. Not a lot of action here.
Yeah.
We've seen Sam Darnold go 5 of 10 for 36 yards to start today. So a little bit of a weird day out there in Carolina to get us started. But for what people have been dying for is you and your list on the Indianapolis Colts starters since Andrew Luck. We were having this conversation in the context of like figuring out what Indy is going to do next year moving forward. Yeah. Obviously, Daniel Jones has the injury. You clearly don't trust what you have in the room right now. Anthony Richardson has been very injured. What does it look like? So there have been 11 total starting quarterbacks since Andrew Luck retired. So from 2019 to now, 11 different guys.
I've got 8.
You've got 8.
Yeah.
Okay, list them.
Jacoby Brissett.
Okay.
Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan. Carson Wentz. Gardner Minshew. Phillip Rivers.
Yes.
Sam Ehlinger.
Nice.
And
that was a deep cut.
Yeah,
good one.
And I can't, the other three are, I cannot rack my brain enough to remember what those other three were.
Brian Hoyer.
Damn.
One game.
Forgot about, I knew it was going to be one of those two. Yep, Hoyer.
Did you say Nick Foles?
I forgot Nick Foles. Yep. Okay. Yep.
And? I'm trying to say, I can't remember who all you listed off, so I don't want to do the other one.
Go ahead.
You said Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco.
Oh, how did I forget Anthony Richardson? I didn't name Anthony Richardson.
You didn't say Anthony Richardson.
I did not.
So yes. He started 15
of course.
Games.
Yes. So I did not put down Anthony Richardson. So that was the one that I forgot as well. But those two, the deep cuts.
And then you got the twofer for Phillip Rivers because he's starting now, but he was also the full season starter in 2020.
I got Sam Ehlinger, but I forgot.
You forgot Anthony Richardson, who started 15 games.
How could I forget to write that down? Most obvious one.
That's good. That was good on you. I'm impressed.
What a list of...
I'm pretty impressed.
I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe Sam Ehlinger was the starting quarterback of the 33-0 game that they lost. I can't remember who did start that game, but that was a very, that was an ugly season for Indianapolis.
He gave you 3 games in 2022.
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer only started 1, so that would be a tough one to think back that far.
I mean, that was, yes.
But he did get a start.
Absolutely ridiculous. No, and by the way, it was Matt Ryan who started that 33-0 game. For those who don't remember, the Colts had a 33-0 lead over the Minnesota Vikings and lost 39-36 in overtime.
Oof.
It was fun.
Somebody just tweeted, this might be the best game Sam Darnold has ever played for the Panthers.
Yeah, because he just fumbled this football. Let's see if it's... Yeah, that should be a fumble. Get your eyes on this, Bond and Tony. You tell me if this is a fumble or not. They're going to show this again. It's almost like immediately hand meets wrist while it's going forward. I don't know if you would be able to tell whether or not that's officially a fumble. And I don't know what they called it on the field. They called it a fumble. So that's a good thing, obviously, because then you got to overturn it.
All right. The official's on the mic. So yeah.
Also, very quietly, but our game has kind of died here in Cleveland. I mean, yes, they're right now the Steelers at about the 20-yard line, but it's a 4th and 1. So if they get turned away here, this will be quite the blow for us.
You need that over 28.5.
That's right.
Come on, boys.
It's a good enough start on the... Oh, my God. Rodgers, not even close. I got to say, That I think has always been the most fair criticism of Rodgers throughout his career. He's obviously had a great career. He's been one of the better quarterbacks of his generation. On a 4th and 1, do we need a back shoulder shot into the end zone? Can't you just convert the 4th and 1? And he does it a lot. It's his favorite play call, the back shoulder throw. And he's great at throwing it, but like, I don't know. Maybe not
unnecessary
on,
spot.
Yeah, maybe not on 4th and 1. Maybe try something else. What's the total down to, or what is it? Do you have it in front of you?
Let's refresh. So 32.5.
Okay. Ugh, so we're right come, back to yep, back we're back down
after this
to
this was at 43.5 at its peak.
Back down to it. Let's see. Some injury updates here.
Lots.
Steelers tight end Darnell Washington, forearm. He is out. Michael Pittman, still questionable. Jalen Waddle, still questionable. Amarius Mims along the offensive line for the Bengals is questionable as well.
Meanwhile, for the Miami Dolphins, Greg Dulcich, touchdown. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, they got themselves a little bit of a scrap out there, huh? What is that, a 1-score game now? Or a 1-point game?
17-7.
17-7? Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, but
I'm
so Miami,
misremembering that. Never mind. I'm thinking of a different game. I apologize.
No, you're good.
Got a lot of going
Baker on. Mayfield got picked off on their last drive, set up Miami, and they capitalized on the turnover. So
this is a great tweet. Miles Simmons, who works for Pro Football Talk. Odd play call on 4th and 1 when you're throwing it to Scotty Miller, but sure. Like, hey, I don't understand what Rodgers was thinking there at all. Just get 2 yards, convert and get a first down, and then try the back shoulder.
An update for us for Sunday Night Football coming up a little bit later. We were talking about all of the illnesses that had reportedly been sweeping through Halas Hall and what the Bears are dealing with ahead of Sunday Night Football against the 49ers. Courtney Cronin reporting a moment ago that their right tackle, Darnell Wright, who was questionable for today after being added to the injury report with an illness himself, he did not fly with the team. He is reportedly en route to Santa Clara right now. So still technically questionable, but an encouraging sign that he is making the trip.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I think that's probably what we expected, though.
Yeah, but just weird, I guess, when somebody doesn't.
Yeah.
Make not only that he didn't travel with the team, but he didn't travel on his own day of.
Sure.
So interesting.
As it has been pointed out, Miami. So I guess apparently there was a report that Todd Bowles was safe.
I didn't see that.
A couple of people have tweeted about this. I don't know if that's... Same thing with Miami. By the way, I mean, now that I'm reminded, speaking of the Dolphins, Buccaneers are really going to screw this up for me, huh?
In terms of... Oh, yeah.
I need the Dolphins to lose out.
The alt under 6.5 wins.
I mean, really? I'm going to lose this because Quinn Ewers is slicing and dicing a potential NFC South champ up right now? This is absolutely ridiculous.
I do feel for you, especially because this was looking so bleak. They were a 2-win team through 10 weeks, they just turned it on.
If after I made that bet and I told you, Stormy, I'm going to make this bet, and guess what? Tua Tagovailoa is going to get benched, and Quinn Ewers is going to start at the end of the year. What would you have told me my chances are hitting that thing?
Beautiful. Cash right. It.
Yep.
Send it in. Send it in, Drew.
Ridiculous, dude. Come on.
Yeah, not ideal.
Can Quinn Ewers win Rookie of the Year? People will probably start to make that case.
Okay, so I did want to bring this back up.
Stupid.
Because you made the point earlier about Tyler Shuck, right? And him kind of being out of the running. But you didn't give the context as to why, because that has been a big thing in betting circles. Is a lot of people, like, that number came down from 250 to 1 to 25 to 1.
Yeah, so we had a couple of reasons why. First off, the going back and citing again the Pelissero poll, which he only got one vote for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And then you and I played, I think it was on Friday, might have been Wednesday before Christmas Eve. I think it came out on Christmas Eve. A clip from the Mina Kimes podcast with her and Ben Solak just crapping all over his Offensive Rookie of the Year candidacy. The money quote being Solak bringing up people thinking that Tyler Shuck is an offensive player, Offensive Rookie of the Year candidate, to which Mina Kimes responded, nobody's saying that.
It was great. Like, what? Nobody's saying that. Yeah. That's exactly how it sounded. So the people that are the ones ultimately voting for these types of things not see that.
Oh, my gosh. This is as unlucky as you can get. The Saints are going to score a defensive touchdown right now. 3:51 left to go in the second. I don't know if you saw what just happened. Chase Young strips the ball away from Cam Ward and runs it back for a touchdown. Ward's trying to escape pressure, gets turned around in the pocket and doesn't see Young right behind him, who just runs. Look at this. Just evades pressure. Boom. Runs right into Young, who strips it from him before he falls to the ground. I guess the question would be, Does he have possession before he loses, or is he down on the ground? Like, where does
tough. And
where does the exchange happen?
The replays they keep showing, none of them are slow-mo so far. They're all real-time, and it's really hard to identify.
Yeah, this might be it. But so the question is, when does the exchange happen? Is he already down when he loses possession? That he might be down. I think he might be getting lucky here.
I think he's down.
You know, I love when they keep showing it at, like, half or full speed. Yeah. Like, maybe slow it down.
Let's get the slow-mo, extra slow-mo. Yeah. That's what we need in this moment.
Tie game out in Carolina.
All right, so Panthers on the board, field goal up and good, 3-3 where things sit right now. Also, just to go back to the Titans, though, 123 pass yards for Cam Ward, 88% of that has come on three explosive plays. Wow. So New Orleans has done a good job of the little stuff, but they've been getting got on the big plays. Yep. And that's something traditionally their defense is actually pretty decent at this year. So I wonder if that slows down a little bit for Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness.
They're counting it. Okay, touchdown is good.
Yeah, the touchdown's good. The extra point's good. But Smythe, again, he actually doinks it in. He already missed a field goal earlier.
Really?
Yes, he missed a field goal earlier today. And then that one, he kind of shanked it a bit, but it doinked off the upright and in. So keep an eye out for that if it comes down to a game-winning field goal for New Orleans, potentially, or a game-tying one late, because that's ugly. By the way, the Titans have nobody to blame but themselves here. 13-10 game. You should be up by more.
I'm bummed on that. That's a really tough spot.
Big difference maker, potentially.
Okay, we got to step aside here real quickly on Live Bet Sunday. Rolling along, though, keeping tabs on everything you need to know, injuries, live lines, and more on this week 17 slate. We'll be right back.
Bet Sunday on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Kick off the new year the right way, becoming a better with a VSEN Pro subscription. This is the final week to save 50% off our regular monthly price with the holiday special rolling on. Sign up now. Get VSEN Pro access through May 1st for just $79, including daily best bets, real-time bet splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, and so much more. We're covering everything through the college football playoff, the NFL postseason, March Madness, and the Masters will even be here before you know it. Plus, you get our full CFP betting guide along with complete expert brackets, Steve Mackinnon's power ratings, best bets, and more. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. He's Jonathan Von Tobel. I'm Stormy Bonantoni, keeping tabs on all of the ongoings here for the Week 17 early Sunday slate in the National Football League. What's caught your eye here the last few minutes, JVT?
I think right now we're watching whether or not Jacksonville can get this thing done. They have two timeouts with just over a minute left, and they're trying to get a field goal out of this drive to tie the game at 10 apiece. So there's 43 seconds left, two timeouts, first and 10 at the Indianapolis 49-yard line. So this is going to be a big one, obviously, just for the purposes of what we're talking about. I mean, you've got the Jags laying 4.5.
Yep.
I played the money line, but they were down by 10 plus 115. So a tie game going into the second half would obviously be very beneficial. We'd prefer a 14-10 lead for the Jacksonville Jaguars if they can pull it off. But Cam Little getting ready to go. And a reminder, 68-yard field goal in Week 9 was the longest field goal in NFL history kicked by one Cam Little.
Also, we talked earlier about the long touchdown drought that there had been for Ja'Marr Chase. He scored the first touchdown of the game for the Cincinnati Bengals today and the most recent. So if you took the alts, you were looking at 2+ touchdowns for Ja'Marr Chase. Cash it. Bengals up 23-7 right now on the Arizona Cardinals.
You haven't watched much of that game, to be quite honest with you, but surprising that Cincinnati and the market just got that right, driving it up. We talked about this with Derek and where this was going, and I mean, I guess Joe Burrow and the Bengals showing a little bit of fight here down the stretch in meaningless football games. So congrats. I mean, we see it every year.
For Arizona, despite how bad the Cincinnati Bengals defense has been throughout the course of the season, they haven't been able to do a darn thing in this game. Jacoby Brissett hit Mike Wilson for a 38-yard touchdown. Every other drive they have had, three plays or fewer in a punt.
Yeah.
Like, doing nothing.
Yeah. I have nothing.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
That's all.
I have no observation of that whatsoever.
They haven't been able to run the football. I mean, their drives legitimately, two plays punt, three plays punt, three plays punt. Just three and outs all over the board for them. So we are reaching the half in that one, about 44 seconds left with Arizona still not even to midfield with the ball. So yeah. I wouldn't really expect anything here. I would anticipate this is probably around where we close for the halftime score, which, by the way, JVT always does a great job of this each and every week that we are here on the program. We'll hit you with what cashed, what didn't here on these first half numbers, as well as what to look ahead to for the second half. And we're winding down in a lot of these. Colts still up 10-7 right now on the Jacksonville Jaguars, but go ahead.
I think your Panthers have a pick here.
Oh, please let it be so.
So there's a tipped pass that is potentially intercepted by the defensive tackle. He had to dive for it. They're deciding whether or not it's a catch.
So this game's important for me for a number of reasons. Not yeah. only what we're sweating out with the Carolina Panthers and the division, but as an NFC West person that mm-hmm. is rooting for San Francisco in the long run as well, this is kind of a twofer. If Seattle could fall down as what was a full touchdown favorite some spots at close. 6.5 most of the market, I want to say, but sevens were out there still.
Ruling it incomplete. I'd like to see another replay on that, but it was very close. And Sam Darnold, as we have seen a couple of times now, has put the ball in danger quite a bit today. It's the replay. Trying to see whether or not he has possession of it. It's hard to tell from there, man.
Yeah.
Looks like he might have had it. Ah, well.
He's about 50% passing today, a little better than 7-13, just 50 yards.
Oh, come on, man. Trevor Lawrence with a brutal interception in the end zone.
Come on.
They're driving to get points on the board. This dude's blanketed on a wheel route, and it's just picked. That's a bad throw, man. That's a really bad throw.
Hadn't had a turnover-worthy play in 3 games,
yep.
turnover-free football in the last 4, and then you do that when, by the way, you're in the red zone. Yep. Like, you're in scoring position right now. You throw that pick in the end zone.
Got a little greedy here. Thought he had a good matchup. Well, Washington got matched up on a linebacker, and you thought that maybe you could get it, but you got to lift that. You can't just throw a bullet, and instead he does just that, and he gets picked off in the end zone. Yeah, that's tough. It's the matchup you want. It's just couldn't get the right throw. That's brutal. Thought we were maybe going to get that touchdown we were talking about.
We got Chris Boswell lining up for a field goal here in Cleveland. Could really use
points
on the board. Yep. So let's hit it, shall we?
Aaron Rodgers was not happy about something. There was a pre-snap penalty of some sort, and he was very upset that it got called.
He is very upset pretty often.
You know what's shocking? On a 3rd-and-2, the Tennessee Titans decided to just throw the ball a yard past the first down marker and converted it instead of going to back shoulder fade.
Who could have possibly done that?
Yeah, who would have thought? man, the Seahawks are playing with danger here. Watch this play.
For anyone who missed it, by the way, it was Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it was Aaron Rodgers. Watch this play from Gainwell. They're going to call this what is this? Watch this. Catch? Does he have possession?
No.
just drops the ball. They're scrambling to get to the ball to snap it. They're calling a 4th-and-1, so they're going to call that complete and run. Does Darnold get this? Well, they got the playoffs.
I can't see his body, but it looks like it.
I mean, they're putting the ball all over the place, Seattle is.
This has been a really, really weird game, and it's...
What's the box score? You got anything good in the box score?
Pull it up.
You know me. Love a good yard per play.
Okay, team stats. Yards per play for Seattle, 4.1.
Well, that's terrible.
Not as bad as the Carolina Panthers.
What's the Panthers? Wait, let me guess. 3.2.
Take down a full yard.
Ooh, really? Just 2.2 yards per play?
2.2 yards per play.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah, that's really bad. How'd they get the field goal?
I mean, Bryce Young, this is a stat line that feels unheard of, in my opinion. 7 for 12, okay. 16 yards through the air. You have 7 completions for 16 yards.
See what the PFF does live box scores with like average depth of target, things like that. So let's see what's going on there. I'd be very curious to see.
Not good.
Like.
Not good all around.
Guess what? According to the live PFF box score, what would you guess is Bryce Young's average depth of target downfield?
Well, considering his actual yardage is 16,
mm-hmm.
is it a negative number?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go with
1.3.
Sheesh.
So his average depth of target is within a yard of the line of scrimmage.
Sheesh.
That's like you're not getting time. You're not doing anything. You have no confidence in throwing the ball downfield. 1.4 yards downfield is your average depth of target. That's brutal. Wow. That might be a second half play. How many times? I mean, let's invoke another NFC South opponent. You and I sat here and watched the Seahawks scuffle to a 6-6 tie, I believe it was, with the Atlanta Falcons.
At halftime,
and then
yeah.
opened up a can on them in the second half and ended up blowing them out.
Went scorched earth.
Yep.
credit the Panthers defense for what they've been able to do to this point.
Or, I mean, from what we've seen, do you think it's the Panthers or do you think it's Sam Darnold and the Seahawks just putting the ball all over the place?
But here's the thing.
By the way, they didn't give him that 4th-and-1, so your Panthers do take over in favorable position here.
Sam Darnold does that, though.
Yeah.
So that's not uncharacteristic from what we've seen recently. Bryce,
come on now. Can't run backwards, dude.
I'm with you, though. I think Seattle could be a second half play. We just need to see what that number is going to be.
Yeah.
And we are nearing, we got 8 seconds left.
And they're going to have a 1st-and-10 right now, like right at the 50-yard line. Carolina is.
So can Bryce Young in one play up his average depth of target?
Can we get, can you tack on a field goal? Can you give me a target of 5 yards?
Can you imagine that, though? If they are averaging 2.2 yards per play in the first half and walk off the field with the first half lead.
Yeah, I know. It's insanity. There's no way it should happen. Oh, Cam Ward. What a parabola of a deep ball. That's a PI. Throw it.
Flags out.
Yeah, it is. Let's do this thing. A beautiful rainbow parabola just floating downfield. Is that DK? And then, of course, draws a pass interference.
Who scored again for New England? Patriots are just doing whatever the hell they want, by the way. Drake May, 17-19, 229 yards and 4 touchdowns in the first half.
I'll let you guess what's happening to the MVP huts.
Oh, they're on the move like crazy.
Of course. Stafford's now down to minus 270. May's 2-1. You know, so valuable. Beating up on the lowly Jets that have nothing going for them.
Hunter Henry, by the way, scoring that most recent touchdown for you. But, I mean, Stafford's still odds on at a pretty hefty price at this point. Yes. But it is funny how those numbers move live as we go from one good game.
He should win this.
It's a terrible team.
He's going to win this comfortably. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, you got 3 timeouts. Okay. 1st-and-goal, run off the right side. It goes nowhere.
Are you trying
Tennessee.
To speak things into existence for me the way I was for Carson Schlesinger for you? Is that what that is?
Or MVP?
MVP, yeah.
No. I mean, you know me. We've talked about this a lot. I truly believe that. What was that? Bryce Young just like dropped back. And I thought he was going to throw a Hail Mary and he just threw the ball into the floor. I don't know what's happening there. That's your game. I picked a good one.
Is it good?
It's great. It's great.
It was good before.
We need a 2010
lead
here.
Chase Young decided to show up.
Why are they letting the clock run down so much? I guess you got time. You're just going to throw it into the end zone for a touchdown, baby. Woo! Let's go.
Now that's a way to go to break. That's what we like to see. Okay, Cam Ward hits Elik Iomanner for the tutty to extend their lead. We will hit you with all the halftimes, by the way, as we wind down to the break when we return here on Live Bet Sunday.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the sports betting network.
We're rolling along live from downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Story Von Tony, Jonathan Von Tobel with you. Week 17, early slate rolling on. A lot of games at the half. I think all of them
are at the half.
Are now officially. What?
I don't know, man. You're hitting my Tobel really hard today for some reason.
I don't know where that's coming from.
You're hitting my tee pretty hard today.
But how else would one say it? Von Tobel.
There you go. That's
Von
a little bit.
Von Tobel.
Yeah.
It's a hard T.
It is, but you're, I don't know, you're hitting it kind of hard. You're Mariota. You're Mariota.
That's for the record how you say his name.
Yeah.
If the local reporters and stuff asked him about it because it's become this thing with Chris Collinsworth saying your name, Mariota. Mariota, how do you say it? And then he was like, yeah, Mariota. Like, just nailed it. Just right on cue. So I did want to give you a couple updates. We talked before the break, we were talking about the stat line from Drake May, who was awesome. And yes, we're seeing the MVP odds on the move, but 17-19, 229 yards, 4 touchdown passes as they are up in New York 35-3 right now. The Patriots are outgaining the Jets 344 yards to 68. It has been ugly. This was a number we talked about on Countdown to Kickoff leading up to the game, where we said, 13 is such a big number in the NFL. All of these dogs have been barking, but neither one of us could actually pull the trigger on the Jets. And thank God we didn't, because this looks like a runaway from New England right now.
What's it called? Let's see. So far in the first half, dogs overall are barking. 2-5 favorites are against the spread. 4 dogs lead at the half right now. Cleveland, Tennessee, Miami, and Indianapolis. And overs, slight edge, 4-3 to the over in the first seven games here. So,
okay.
I mean, if it holds again after a strong showing from underdogs, what, 5-0 ATS, yep. you said, and now here the dogs are showing up one more time. It just goes back to what I've talked about, which is, you know, this time of year, I do think the underdogs tend to get a little undervalued by the market just because of situations. You see it all the time. Cleveland taking on the Steelers. Steelers got to win. What happens after the Ravens game, Stormy? Market goes up on the Pittsburgh Steelers for no other reason other than the Steelers have to win the game to win the AFC North. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do you got to do today, Stormy? You got to win this game against Miami. And sure enough, what happens? Off to a pretty rough start here against the Miami Dolphins. And shockingly enough, a defense that's been awful is awful again today, despite the fact that they have to win. Would you throw the Panthers in that mix? Saw a lot of support for Carolina plus 6.5. They're getting it done right now, but the box score would tell you that they are due for a whooping at some point here in the second half.
Yeah, we were talking about it before the break. It was 2.2 yards per play at that point. Last drive bumped it up to 2.4. So it has been a rough showing for them offensively to this point. Bryce Young has done really nothing after. I feel like every time that we start to feel like we're seeing the light from Bryce Young and he's playing really well, that it comes back down to earth. And 7-14 for just 16 yards right now. The run game doing a whole lot of nothing. Rico Dowdle, your most productive runner on the ground, 7 carries, but just 33 yards. It has been an ugly showing. That said, not great from the Seattle Seahawks either, but you brought up the point of when we saw Seattle facing the Atlanta Falcons a couple weeks ago. It was a 6-6 tie game at half. It was a field goal fest, and then they broke out like crazy to end up winning, what was it, like 30-something to 6 when all was said and done. Do you think we see a similar showing from Seattle? Can they break out of this here in the second half?
I mean, I would at least think that they're – what was the line again right now?
For the second half.
Yeah, or just for the game. Either way, we can calculate it, but – I just think that asking
3.5 Seattle minus 3.5.
So just ask them to win by 4 here in the game that they were favored by a touchdown on, in which their opponent is getting completely blitzed and has nothing on offense. I mean, we don't even need them to blow them out. You would just need them to just come out and essentially win this game. I know their offense hasn't been good, but you haven't allowed them to convert a third down yet. All of these things are really working in your favor, but your offense is, again, just so bad. Only 3.9 yards per play for Seattle.
Yeah, I'm staying away from it. It's been ugly, but I wouldn't fault anybody for laying the 3.5 or buying in on this Seahawks team at some point.
Should we also point out, I mean, we talked a little bit about MVP. Tedrow McMillan's really the runaway favorite for offense rookie of the year. 2 targets, absolutely nothing. No receptions, no yards.
That's just such a weird market because nobody has really grabbed it. I understand why T-Mac is the favorite, but being as high of a number as he was prior to this weekend, I'm not sure if that was necessarily warranted.
Travion Henderson's got some carries, but nothing really crazy. 12 carries, 46 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah, and I think they were probably going to slow roll him too, coming off of the concussion. The fact that he cleared protocol, I think, was a little bit of a surprise that he got through that as quickly as he did.
Okay, so then how about, well, it's not great, but what if I were to tell you that the actual runner-up in the Offensive Rookie of the Year poll from Tom Pelissero, Tyler Warren. He's got 4 catches, 29 yards today, 7.3 yards per attempt. We'll see what the second half brings. But you do wonder if maybe, because a lot of people think that this Offensive Rookie of the Year race, that Warren, from the odds perspective, has kind of been pushed to the wayside, but he actually was the one that finished in Pelissero's poll second. Could he steal it from him?
I don't think so, just because through this losing streak, he hasn't been very good.
It's not his fault.
Okay. But I like, look at Houston, 3 catches, 22 yards. Jacksonville, 2 of 6 for 15 yards. Seattle, 3 catches, 19 yards.
Malicious facts.
Sorry. The touchdown production dramatically slowed down midway through the year. I don't think it
matters that Tyler Warren has been held to under 30 yards in like 4 straight starts.
It doesn't matter?
No. Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right.
I think T-Mac wins it, but
he probably wins it by default because you're right. Like, this class just doesn't look crazy.
You know, which brings me back to the last couple years and how just super sad it is for some of the incredible performances we've had from skill position players that have not won Rookie of the Year in their respective categories because of the quarterback play, right? Yep. Because of what CJ Stroud and Jaden Daniels did. You don't get, like, Puka Nacua has a historic season and he doesn't get it. Meanwhile, we're just like, oh, who could we give it to this year? I don't know. Nobody's really been that great. When we had historic seasons back to back years, that those players don't win the award because of the quarterback play.
Yeah. Jacksonville Jaguars, they squander an opportunity here. Can't get it done on their drive. So fourth and 12, they will punt this ball back to Indianapolis. We are underway in the second half in a couple of games.
Do we
get
our teaser home in Steelers and Browns? Can we get to 29 points in this
thing? What a glorious sight.
It's 10-6 right now as the third quarter just gets underway.
What a glorious sight. Those blonde flowing locks in the second level of the Cleveland Browns defense.
Carson Schlesinger back on the field.
He's out there, buddy. He's out. He's feeling good. Look at him dropping the coverage. Look at that. Look at that. Aaron Rodgers just got kind of smoked there. No, I think we're kind of dead here, to be honest with you. I think we're good. I mean, I shouldn't say obviously. I think we're in a strong position on our side. We have the Browns teased up. They're plus 10 and they're up 10-6. This game really died. I guess we only need, 13 points? It could happen, but dang, I just watched Aaron Rodgers get smacked again. This game really did die after a couple of strong drives to open it. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say we're cooked.
Looks like the Cincinnati Bengals were pretty sick of everybody saying how bad they were against tight ends. Trey McBride just 2 catches for 18 yards to this point. All of the props were bet up like crazy. I did throw an anytime touchdown in there just to see.
Is he the touchdown?
No, Michael Wilson.
Oh. You're still there. You got plenty of time.
A little bit of, we got a full half of football to get there. Hopefully we do. But when his props were bet up to, I think, as high as 81.5 was the last thing I saw, bet up nearly 10 yards. Yeah. All of the love, his receptions bet up to 7+. 2 catches, again, 18 yards. Not a great start to those of you who did ultimately jump on the sword and say, I want to take those overs. 23-7, Arizona driving here to kick off the third quarter.
Yep.
Although they're facing, I think, fourth down right now.
I mean, you can, I got hope. Garbage time touchdown for no reason. Get into the end zone.
For Trey McBride?
Yeah.
I would love it. I would love it. Please. Please, God help me. Cash a plus money problem.
He's not busy, so I think he can check in and help you out.
Doesn't have anything bigger to deal with at all.
If you listen to some of these athletes, no.
Stop it. Anything else just from a live standpoint?
No, I think we kind of hit on all of them, right? I think you're probably looking at Seattle.
Do you think the Bucs maybe could? Buried for you.
Their defense stinks. There's nothing. You talk about the old cliche that Matt Eumanns likes to invoke. You want to ask a bad team to do good things for you. There is no way in hell I am asking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to do anything good for me at this point right now. The team seems shot. The defense is awful. The fact that you're down to this degree, sure, they could come back. I think it would make some sense. I'm out. I can't do it, man.
Keeping his job?
I don't think so, dude. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe this is enough, but I'm not really buying it. Don't you want to just reset? Do you really trust that this thing's going to be? I mean, you're trusting him to essentially start a rebuild here. The roster doesn't have much. Tyreek Hill's going to be gone. Tua's going to be gone. The defense is very thin in terms of what it has to offer. When it comes to talent,
them going on that 4-game win streak puts Stephen Ross and everybody in such a precarious situation because you thought that the season was dead and buried and over. They were 1-6, 2-7, whatever it was to start the season. You feel like, okay, this is just going to be fine. We'll just move on.
Yeah.
Figure it all out. New quarterback, new coach, the things. But then they string together 4 straight wins, 5-6. They're fighting.
It makes just so much sense that you would just kind of clean house everywhere. GM, coach, let it all start over.
I agree, but we keep seeing some of those reports come out that, Tua's played his last snaps, but could Mike McDaniel run it back with the new quarterback? We'll see. Rolling along here, Live Bet Sunday, coming up.
Sunday on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
So we're going through the replay right now to see if this is a Sam Darnold end zone interception or not from Mike Jackson. And of course, we're at the commercial while they're taking the review and looking at it. But you were saying that second foot, the tip of it looks like you see white.
So Darnold,
which would suck.
Yeah, so Darnold tries to go over the shoulder, but instead, very similar actually, not very, but somewhat similar to the play in which Trevor Lawrence threw a pick, which was trying to find a guy on the right sideline of the end zone, but this was to the left. But Darnold tried to float it up. Instead, the Panthers DB had a step on the guy and essentially ran under the ball. The question is, he gets it, gets a foot down, but the left foot, I believe it was, I believe the toe is on the line. It is just barely on the line if it is.
Targeting Jaxon Smith-Njigba on it, if this holds, would be his NFL leading 20th turnover and second today. So we'll see if it'll get overturned by replay or not, but you think it will be.
I think so. I'm not full-throated confidence, but
it's the clear and obvious you need that, but it does, at least on that last angle we saw, it looks like you need to invest in white cleats, Mike Jaxon.
Yeah. By the way, Rashid Shaheed officially out.
Same thing with Harold Fannin, by the way, for the Cleveland Browns. I think that was the expectation when we saw him go down with the groin injury, but he is officially out the rest of the way as well.
And as we know, because of that, the early exit policy has been enacted. And so all Harold Fannin Jr. bets are going to be honored and tagged as early exit protected.
Which, just to further my issue that I always have with these
Stormy
protected things,
hates when you guys get your refunds.
I'm not a fan of refund culture. And that is a bet that I would anticipate a lot of people actually bet unders on Fannin with the injury popping up on Friday, right? Like, that is probably a thought process I could see people have coming into this game. Is he going to be full go? Maybe not targeted as much. You're betting unders. No?
No. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was looking at this. Yeah, well, because I'm looking at your
boys.
Why
don't you listen to me?
I'm looking at your
boys. Chase
Brown
touchdown, by the way, as we see the Cincinnati Bengals extend their lead 29-7, extra point pending. What are my boys doing?
I believe that was a interception. They called it. So
all right.
They're going to start at the 20-yard line.
Freaking go.
Let me double check here, because that might have been a fourth down.
Oh, no. Did they just turn it over? They just turned it over.
Oh, touchdown, Seahawks. Holy smokes.
There's no way. There's no freaking way. This is why I tell you they can't have nice things.
Yep.
This is unbelievable.
Yep.
You finally have something to give you a little bit of momentum. See if you can be opportunistic and capitalize on something. And then the first freaking play, you do that.
What is, careful with the mic. Come on now. Our guys in the
back. I didn't hit the mic over here. I hit it over here. Come on.
It's delicate equipment. So what happened? Was it a fumble?
Yes.
So it was an interception. The ruling was upheld. And then one play later, can't tell where's the fumble. Oh, right here. Okay.
Yeah. Who chooses these angles in the truck? Like, who's like, you know, this is the first look I want to give our audience where you can't see anything.
You've got the insight on it. You tell us.
I've actually, it's something that I really would like to have done. I have never watched a full game from a truck before.
That would be pretty interesting. Kind of like a ride along with a cop.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
By the way,
I need to add that to my list. It is something I feel like I should do.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's a clear and obvious fumble. So that's going to stand. Sorry, buddy.
There we go.
Yeah, it's going to be 9-3 with the extra point. Or is that not returned for a touchdown? Did they get in the end zone, didn't they? Are they ruling?
I didn't see that part of it. I was too busy yelling.
Oh, yes, you were. Touchdown, Tyler Shuck to Chris Olave. And just like that, we got a one-score game here, 20-10.
Good call by you to put this on our main screen.
This is the better game.
Yeah, this is one of the more interesting games of the whole day.
People made fun of me for it. They laughed. They said it couldn't be done. So I guess they ruled him down. So this is not going to be a touchdown. I thought it was.
Okay, so no Seahawks touchdown are back, but
yeah, so Seahawks are going to first and 10, 22-yard line.
Bad fumble from Chuba Hubbard.
By the way, this is nearly the exact same spot where Sam Darnold just threw his pick from. So I wonder if wouldn't that be hilarious?
Terrible.
Please don't blow this, Tennessee.
Absolutely terrible.
I got a feeling.
Well, at least you still have +8 in the teaser, regardless.
That's not at least. I don't want an at least. I want it all.
I'm just trying to, you know, speak some positivity into your mindset here.
That is not safe at all in any way, shape, or form.
I didn't say it's safe, but you have a little cushion.
Good. That was good design, too. Got Olave on what looked like a little wheel route on the linebacker. That's what the Jags tried to do.
So I don't know if there's anything here, but I just saw a tweet come across the thing here. Sauce Gardner not on the field right now, talking with medical staff.
Ooh, see? Why? I don't know why you bring him back. Hopefully it's not the calf again. Either way, Mitchell for Indianapolis just broke up a big pass, too. So right now, Jacksonville continuing to struggle, but the Colts are letting them in it, man. After those two drives, they've done absolutely nothing. Jacksonville's got every opportunity. They score a touchdown here. They're up 4.
I would love it. Please let that happen. What's this?
There's going to be another flag here, so this is probably not going to count. I would assume that this is offensive pass interference. I mean, this is unbelievable by Jacksonville. Mark it so far. Maybe getting it right.
This is what's strange, though, is like they're, for the most part, playing well.
I don't know what the call is here. They're going to call a legal blindside block or something? That would be terrible if that's the case. So it's a catch and run. I think it's Washington who gets it on the right side on a curl, or excuse me, a curl route, on a drag route, but then he stops and cuts it back upfield. And on the play, there's a flag, and I don't know what exactly it is at this point right now.
Defensive holding. There we go.
Defensive holding for Jacksonville? Okay, good. Good.
Okay, so the 37-yard gain for the Jags is good. Keep it rolling.
All right, so they're going to have a first and goal, I believe, coming up here from about the 6-yard line.
Yeah, 7 plays, 75 yards for them so far.
Good.
Matriculating the ball downfield nicely.
I mean, that was kind of a
nice explosive. One explosive. Not even half the yards, though.
You can't matriculate.
Not even half the yards for the full drive. It was one. Explosive. It was mostly matriculating.
Touchdown, Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence up the middle. And the Jags have their first lead of the day. Extra point coming. It's 13-10. Come on now. 7:26 left to go in the third.
2 rushing touchdowns for Trevor Lawrence today. Yep. So both of them by his feet. And that's 4 rushing touchdowns for him now just in the last 3 games.
Yeah.
That is an area of his game we hadn't seen really all season long until recently.
Would you call it valuable? Most valuable? Oh, no, so I was going to bring this up. No. I brought this up on Pod to the Futures. How many games, do you remember how many games Trevor Lawrence played in last year?
No.
Only 10.
Okay. You think comeback player of the year? Where is he even on that odds board?
He's on there. I think he's around, last time I checked, he was like 35-1.
That's not a name we've heard at all, though.
I mean, wait, hold on. I will push back on that. Who cares?
Sure.
We're not the ones that decide the awards at all.
Which is why, and I said this to you the other day when Tom Pelissero put his poll out.
Touchdown.
Why do we not have a comeback player of the year?
I know, on there. I would have loved
that would have been, that's the one I'm most interested in.
Yep. Zach Charbonnet. He's into the end zone. What?
You're so stupid.
Touchdown. You know what's stupid?
What?
Turning the ball over after getting a pick in the end zone. That's what's stupid.
I agree. No lies detected. But this bodes well for your, Seattle -3.5 that you, did you officially add?
No, I did not. I should have. That was just if you asked me if there was a play to make, like that was the one. But let's be honest too. It's not like they're coming out and kind of proving that like they're the better side. They are benefiting from the mistakes that their opponent's making, fair. Which maybe that's the battle, if you will. But yeah, you should be able to win this game if you're Seattle. Carolina's done nothing.
10 rushing touchdowns for Zach Charbonnet.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Charbonnet. the way you want to put it.
Ooh, big run here from Tennessee, and they're going to have a first down at the New Orleans 40-yard line or so. You're right. This might be a shootout.
We got a game.
Yeah. Like it's 20-17. It's a big run from Tennessee. Not out of the woods yet at all when it comes, to the betting results here. So, yeah, there's a lot to be decided right now. First and goal for Tampa Bay. Could the Bucs come back too?
That Mike Jackson interception, by the way, on Sam Darnold previously, hit his incentive for the year. $500K extra going in the account for him for his 4th pick of the year.
For the pick, really?
Yep. Hmm.
Wow, one review away. A blade of grass away from $500,000. I didn't think they were going to give it to him.
Yeah, he got it. Get that foot down. But seriously, though, invest in White's moving forward.
I was wondering why he was so excited. Maybe it was the 1-score game, but maybe it was the $500,000 that hit his account.
It, baby.
Did he get that? What a big catch right here. Man, the Titans are moving the ball. We got a 1st and goal from the 5. Look at this catch. Look at this throw. I'm telling you, Cam Ward, I know you're a fan of him too. Look at the placement on this. Wide receiver just only he can get it. That's an incredible throw and catch, man. 1st and goal coming up for Tennessee.
It's interesting. I had a conversation with someone who's a Titans fan recently who was just ripping Cam Ward to shreds. Like, this was all his fault. And I didn't understand it. Yeah. I was like, I know it hasn't been a great year and he's made some mistakes. And yeah, he plays a little YOLO ball at times, but like, he's really good.
He's great. And he's getting better. 12 of 16, 180 yards and 2 touchdowns today. Last week was his best game by a PFF passing grade standpoint. He's been awesome.
All right. Titans get stuffed at 1st and goal from the 6. We'll see if they're able to do something here. We got to step aside. More Live Bet Sunday coming up after this.